Hey there, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, if you're new to these, my name is Bobby McGraw, and I just want to say thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Now, chances are there have been times in your life where you felt like you just didn't measure up. In fact, I know for a lot of us, there are those seasons, there are those moments where we feel like there is no way that God could use me. I mean, when you look around at the people around you, it always seems like they have it together when inside we feel like we've just got too much junk. I was telling some friends recently about how when I was a kid, man, I was the kid that was probably the last one picked for the kickball team. I was the kid that struck out at kickball. I was the kid that totally, no lie, had a meltdown on the t-ball field. I was between third base and home. One coach is yelling at me to run home, and the other coach is saying for me to stay at third base. And I just had a full-on meltdown on the field that day, and I still remember it. So I don't know if you've had those moments, but I know that all of us have seasons where we just feel so unworthy, like it's almost impossible for us to do anything that's right. Well, if you've ever felt that way, if you know that kind of feeling I'm trying to describe today, you know a little bit about what it was like for David to have ordinary people around him. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 22 that David departed and he escaped to a cave in a place called Adullam. And it says, and when his brothers and all of his house heard of it, they went down there to him. And then listen to this. It says in verse 2, and everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul, they gathered to him. So this is why Saul is still king. And all the good-looking people that have it all together, they gravitate towards Saul. But all the broken people, all the ordinary people, in fact, the rough around the edges people, they're drawn to David. It says, everyone who's in distress, everyone who's in debt, everyone who was bitter, they gathered to him. And here's what it says, and he became the commander over them. And there were with him about 400 men. I find that so fascinating because in 1 Samuel chapter 22, these are the outcasts. These are the people that were left out when people were picking teams. But when you fast forward to the next book of the Bible, when you fast forward all the way to 2 Samuel 23, some of those people that were the distressed, the outcast, those that were bitter, those people became known as, get this, David's mighty men. Out of all of the armies of Israel, only 0.1% became David's mighty men. And when you read 2 Samuel 23, this ragtag group of people do unbelievable things for David. In fact, when you start reading 2 Samuel chapter 23, you read about people like in verse 8 that fought off 800 of the enemy by themselves at one time. You read about another guy named Eleazar who in verse 10 struck down the Philistines, and he fought so hard and he fought for so long that when he went to let go of his club or went to let go of his sword, it was hard for him to do it because he fought so hard. You read about people like in verse 11, a guy who's known as Shammah who defends the fields of his king David. You read about in verses 13 through 16, you read about three guys that risked their lives just to get their king David a cup of water. And when David sees their amazing sacrifice, David says, man, I'm not worthy of that. There's only one person that's worthy of that kind of sacrifice, and that's God himself. And so David takes that water and he pours it out, not out of disrespect, but he pours it out as an act of worship. Then in verse 20, you read about people like Benaiah who has fought off the enemy. And then while he's on his way home, he goes down into a pit where there's a lion and he kills that lion. And the Bible says in verse 20, it says, and it's a snowy day. Whoa, unbelievable verse. But here's the deal. Out of those ragtag groups of people, those outcasts that were drawn to David in 1 Samuel, by the time you get to the end of 2 Samuel, those people were so devoted, those people were so focused on their king that they go from being the outcast to being the mighty men. Well, what do? I think they simply did three things. They served, they sacrificed, and they sold out. They served. They said, we want to do whatever the king wants us to do. We're not going to do the bare minimum. We're not just going to try to get by, but we're going to serve really well. They served. They also sacrificed. Man, they were willing to put their lives at risk just to get their king a cup of water. Why would they do that? Because when you're devoted to the king, you're willing to sacrifice. And then ultimately, they sold out. They didn't leave any stone unturned. They were willing to do whatever it took to see their king smile. And so today, if you feel like maybe you're a misfit, well, you're in good company, because God can take misfits and turn them into mighty men and women of God. And so if that's the path you want to be on today, man, find somebody to serve. Find somebody to serve at work, in your neighborhood, one of our wonderful partners here in our community. Find somebody to serve. Find some place that you can sacrifice. When we sacrifice, we don't just give the bare minimum. We say, man, I want to give more time, more money, more energy, more love, more attention, right? We always give more when we sacrifice. And then let's sell out. Man, when you sell out to the king, you say, God, you've got every single part of me. And so today, man, if you feel like a misfit, you're in good company, because God can use you to become a mighty man, a mighty woman of God. Man, I hope you have a great day today, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.